Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Favor determines the limits of everyone's destiny. Favor is like faith. It demands that God be your source and your only source. You can wear favor. People can see it on you. One encounter with favor was worth a lifetime of labor. With favor, you're going to get confidence. With favor, all you got to do is know God. Now, I want you to get that, saints, because that is one of the biggest differences between the world and the church. I said, God will open up your door. That door can be locked and sealed for years, but when you stand in front of it, it will open up. The favor of God is so powerful, until no harassment, no weapon, no nothing, because God has endorsed you. You're going into a place now where God's about to raise you up, but I don't want you to compromise going up the mountain. Come on, I don't want you to bow to Baal. I want you to maintain your stand. And the way you're going to do that is through favor. So, one day of favor, one encounter, is worth a lifetime of labor. I said, one encounter with favor is worth more than any bank account you ever thought you had. Favor is life. Look what it says in Psalm 30 and verse 5. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. Come on. But joy cometh in the morning. Now, I know we've said that traditionally at funerals, but he was talking about favor. Now, let me show you how that plays out in somebody's life named Joseph. In Genesis 39, this is where Joseph was working for a man named Potiphar. He was sold to him as a slave. Potiphar took him, but favor was on Joseph. In fact, let's prove that by verse 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person, and what? Well favored. He's well favored. Say, I'm highly favored. Now, it's amazing about favor, because favor will give you assistance in whatever you're doing. So let's say you're working for a certain company, favor will come in and favor you. Favor will bring you to prominence in that company. And it's amazing about people, if you solve their problems, they're going to promote you. If I go on down here, here comes Mrs. Potiphar, you know the story, and she tries to get him to lie with her. He said, wait a minute, how can I sin against my God? Verse 9. So he goes on down, and they falsely accuse him and throw him in prison. But look what it said in verse 24. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he showed him mercy and gave him what? Favor. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Gave him what? Say it louder. In the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did, there he was a doer of it. And the keeper of the prison looked not on anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Say, the Lord made it to prosper. It's interesting about how favor works. Sometimes what happens with people is they're trying to do it in their own strength. And favor is like faith. It demands that God be your source and your only source. So now he gets put in prison. And there are two people that come down and join him after a short while. And that's the chief butler and also the chief baker. Somehow they offended the king, probably cooked something that didn't taste quite right. And he put them in prison. Now they're down in prison. And like I said, Joseph asked them a question. He said in verse 7, why are you looking so sad today? And how many of you know misery loves company? So one of the things about favor is you've got to keep your attitude right. You see, again, faith is positive. Say, faith is positive. You will find people who are very negative are not in faith. Because you can't be in faith. Faith sees the invisible. Faith sees something and realizes something that hasn't really manifested yet. So faith is positive. Say, faith is positive. So here he is down here. And so the chief butler and the baker have a dream. So he interprets dreams. He interprets the chief butler's dream. He said, what you dreamed is the fact that blah, 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 and you're going to be restored in 3 days back to your old job. And he says this to him in verse 14. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. It doesn't say out of this house in the Message translation. It says out of this pit. So he didn't have any color TVs down there and some kind of relaxing couch. He was down there and it was rough. But weeping lasts only for a night. Come on now. Now, in this, it's key that you see Joseph wanted to get out. So Joseph is saying, see if Pharaoh, see if they got any more jobs in the palace. You know, I got some skills. Seeking to use a good worker up there. If you will, go see. You know, in the world is who you know. Who you know down at the plant. Come on, who you know down at the school board. Come on now. Who you know in the mayor's office. Who you know in the White House. Who you know. But with favor, you don't have to know but one person. With favor, all you got to do is know God. Now, I want you to get that, saints, because that is one of the biggest differences between the world and the church. I said, God will open up your door. That door can be locked and sealed for years, but when you stand in front of it, it will open up. Say amen to that. So, of course, he wanted to get out and trying to get this man to speak a word for him. But how many of you know he went back up there and forgot all about it? Now, by the way, the baker had a dream, and he told the baker, you're going to lose your head in 3 days. A terrible dream. But he told him he was going to get hung in 3 days. Now, this is key because it's a pattern of redemption is all through the Bible, and it's right there. Notice, in this case, this butcher, glory to God, the butler got restored. The baker lost his head or got hung. So it's the same thing with Jesus. Barabbas got let go. And Jesus got crucified. Come on, same thing in the book of Leviticus. Come on now. One goat, he put his hands on and prayed on that goat and released the sins of Israel called the atonement, and that goat went into the wilderness. And the other goat, they cut his head off. I'm here to tell you right now that the redemption is all through the Bible because God doesn't want to let you forget that you have been redeemed. I said you have been redeemed. Now in this, Let's go over one more thing that I had down here. Sometimes, in terms of this whole idea of favor, we feel insecure. And when I say feel insecure, I mean this. People feel insecure. Maybe they don't speak quite as well as other people speak. Or maybe they feel insecure about the position that they have and call in to talk to somebody in a high position. They feel insecure about it. Or maybe the idea about a person feeling their background. Their background is not quite where somebody else's is. In other words, they didn't make as much money as this guy that's got all this, just millions of dollars here. And they feel a little bit inferior, if you will, in their thinking. Or maybe you came from another country, a Spanish-speaking country, and you got some accent, or your English is not as good as other people, and so forth and so on. Or maybe you might feel that you're not as attractive as somebody else, or maybe a little overweight. Let me take that off. And maybe, but anyway, not good enough. My point to you is that's where favor can kick in for you. Come on, that's where favor, because even though your English may not be where you want it to be, favor will open the door. Come on. If you look at even Rachel's life, you'll see that Rachel had favor. And Jacob saw that woman, said, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, women, all you need is favor on your life, and you can be out there, but favor will bring you in to a relationship. Come on now. See, what you're doing is you trying to do it in your own strength. And when you do that, God takes his hands off and he lets you go for yourself. But if you go up and acknowledge who he is, see, every time you acknowledge who he is, your favor increases. And a lot of times we don't want to say who he is because we think it might embarrass us. Here, let me tell you something. God's people need to start speaking up and letting other folk know that Jesus is Lord. So, God is a God of favor. The nature of God is to show favor. He wants you to ask him, do me a favor. That's his nature. He loves you. He's out to promote you. Come on now. See, his word is out to Abraham. And he's got to do it for Abraham and his seed. You are the seed of Abraham. Say amen to that. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you that your destiny is defined by favor. That with this favor, it will determine how far you can go. Once you pray favor or speak favor in the morning, you need to expect favor all day long. I said you need to expect favor all day long. Look what he says over in Job chapter 22 and verse 28, please. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. It's time for you to decree favor. God desires to do favor for me and you and do them in abundance. Glory to God. And that applies to all of Abraham's seed. And you are Abraham's seed. Say amen to that. Now, you've been called to solve problems, so don't think when God puts you in a place where you've got problems that you got a problem. One of the things about problems is that we've got to get the right attitude about a problem. You've been called for problems. Say amen to that. A problem is not to make you anxious. A problem is to promote you. Because no problems, no profit. Now, let's just look at this, because you're not here by coincidence. You've been chosen. Now, let's look at him choosing you. Because sometimes, because maybe you have some of these little things that may not be quite where you want them, you think, maybe I'm not that attractive, I'm not this, that. No, 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 no. Don't try to count yourself out. God chose you. You didn't choose him. Say amen. Amen. He chose you. Now let's go over here, if you will, the 1 Samuel chapter 16. Say, the favor of God is on my life and is surrounding me like a shield. And I thank you for great favor. I am highly favored in the name of Jesus. All right, look what it says in 1 Samuel chapter 16. I'll start reading at verse 6. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. He's saying, and I put another translation here, he says, have no regard for his appearance or his stature. Have no regard for it. Do you understand that David was a guy about my size? I know that doesn't mean much to you, but it means a lot to me. Say amen here. Now this is different from Saul, because if you go over to 1 Samuel chapter 8, this is when God first chose a king for Israel. And look at verse chapter 8 and look at verse 19. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like the nations, in other words, the world, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Come on down to chapter 9 and verse 2. And he had a son, talking about the parents of Saul, King Saul, whose name was Saul, a choice young man, and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulder and upward, he was higher than any of the people. He wasn't God's choice. He was the people's choice. The people's choice. See, if you let people choose them, they gonna get, 6'5". Come on, can I come? Well, maybe I better go over here. I'm here to tell you that people judge from the outside. But God looks, come on, at the heart. And I'm saying, when you're trying to disqualify yourself, be careful. Because God chose you. And when he did, he looked at your heart. Say amen to that. He didn't choose Saul. That was a people's choice. I'm saying you got to let God choose for you. Because sometimes you're choosing something for the short run. Because what happened to this man Saul? All of a sudden, he stopped following the Lord. And the next thing you know, God took an anointing off of him, found this one guitar player, come on, coming in from keeping sheep, came in, didn't have protocol one. Hey, Samuel, what's up, bro? What's up? Yeah, what'd it be like? Now, he didn't have no protocol, but God looks on the heart. He knows exactly what he's doing. Say amen to this. So what happened? Saul ended up, the anointing left him, envious of David, trying to kill him. But when you have favor, you are divinely positioned. And whenever you are divinely positioned, nothing can hurt you. Alabahasa. So not only can you pray favor on you, but favor on your family. Say amen now, because we're going to get protected from what happened this week. We're going to pray favor on them kids. Favor on your wife. Ha-ha. Favor on your school. Glory to God. Say amen, somebody. So, Saul ended up going to some kind of Obi man or some woman who worked all this roots and stuff and just gone crazy. Eventually just killed himself. What am I saying? No favor. See, you got to let God do it. Keep your hands off of it. And it's all right if you say this, Lord, do me a favor. Lord, heavens, I need a favor, Lord. Because favor is his nature. This is not something, you're not asking him to do anything outside of what he's already promised Abraham he's going to do for you. Say amen.
Amen.
But it's your way to the top. Look what it did for Joseph. It took him from a slave to a ruler. Over a country. So I'm saying what he did for him, what he did for Abraham, what he did for Apostle Paul, what he did for Jesus, he's now ready. It's a set time for him to do it for you. Give the Lord a praise, because it's your time for favor. Favor determines the limits of everyone's destiny. Favor is like faith. It demands that God be your source and your only source. You can wear favor. People can see it on you. One encounter with favor was worth a lifetime of labor. With favor, you're going to get confidence. With favor, all you got to do is know God. Now, I want you to get that, saints, because that is one of the biggest differences between the world and the church. I said, God will open up your door. That door can be locked and sealed for years, but when you stand in front of it, it will open up. The favor of God is so powerful until no harassment, no weapon, no nothing, because God has endorsed you. You're going into a place now where God's about to raise you up, but I don't want you to compromise going up the mountain. Come on, I don't want you to bow to Baal. I want you to maintain your stand. And the way you're going to do that is through favor.
Understand God's favor, expect his favor, and wear divine favor on your life in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled, The Law of Favor. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at billwinston.org.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and I'd like to wish all of my partners and friends a very happy new year. Glory to God. 2014 is going to be your best year ever. You heard it from me. See, what I believe is most important for us as believers in the year 2014 is to expect the supernatural. You see, if you don't expect the supernatural, it won't happen. You've got to expect something above this natural intellectual world. I truly believe that this year is going to be the year of the demonstration of the greatest agreement between heaven and earth that's ever been seen in your life. I'm talking about there's no sickness in heaven,
no sickness in your life, no lack in heaven, no lack in your life, no sadness in heaven, no crying, none of that. I'm saying this is your year. He's going to have you just praising and shouting before God. Why? Because something is happening supernaturally this year. Praise the Lord. Well, I'd like to pray for those right now, because one of the greatest supernatural events can happen on earth is to be born again. See, God has a plan for your life. In my life, I was going, doing different things, but I didn't know that God had a plan for my life. I'm trying to get into my own plan. That's when I'm struggling and toiling and things are not working out. I'm hitting brick walls and so forth. But once I got over into God's plan for my life, everything smoothed out. I'm saying God has a plan for your life. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever time in your life, whether you're young or old, makes no difference. The plan is still there. I'd like to have you to make the first step to getting God's plan in your life. That's what I did. I got born again. That night up in the north part of Chicago, I received Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Everything smoothed out. Praise God. So I'm saying the same thing that he did for me, he's ready to do for you. I'd like you, if you're ready to get into God's plan for your life, to be born again, brought into the kingdom of God, and have God's plan fulfilled in your life, I'd like to pray for you right now to get into it. If you're ready for that, let me pray with you. Here's what I want you to do. Bow your head with me. Now say this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to you now, just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me. From now on, from this day forward, I belong to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. If you said that prayer with me and you believe it from your heart, something has happened. I'm talking about supernaturally. Now, I'd like to send you out my book. It's both in English and in Spanish. It's called Born Again and Spirit Filled. It's just for you. It's for people who have just received Christ. Just order the book, the one that you'd like to have, send it right out to you. Now, in this, it talks about the next steps. What do I do next? Go find a good church, being filled with the Spirit, getting water baptized, so forth, all in the book. Praise God. And let me send it out to you. This is about to be the best year of your life. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, I love you. We love you. Veronica and I love you. The whole Bill Winston Ministry staff love you. We're so glad to bring these broadcasts to you. Now, this year, get ready for a miracle. Glory to God. We love you now. Keep walking by faith.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.